This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Gays and lesbians have served in and with the military for generations, but always in the shadows. Gay historian Alan Berube told some of their stories in his 1990 book, Coming Out Under Fire, The History of Gay Men and Women in World War II.
The writer died last week in a hospital near his home in Liberty, New York. Here is NPR's Brenda Wilson.
Alan Berube became a historian of gay military life almost by happenstance. A friend stumbled upon hundreds of letters written by gay GIs and passed them on to Berube. At the time, he was working with the San Francisco Lesbian and Gay History Project, an outgrowth of the gay liberation movement in the 1970s. The booklet came out of Berube's research, Coming Out Under Fire, was adapted into a film by the same name in 1994 by Arthur Dong. Military film footage documented the persecution of gay soldiers.
The Surgeon General desires that medical officers be especially alert to detect all persons with constitutional psychopathy and other persons who later may disrupt discipline and morale. In this general group are to be grotesque and pathological liars, vagabonds, petty offenders, swindlers, kleptomaniacs, pyromaniacs, alcoholic persons, and homosexual persons.
For Aaron Felkin, the director of the Palm Center at the University of California at Santa Barbara, Berube's research motivated other gay scholars to fight the U.S. military's don't ask, don't tell policy in 1993.
Before Berube came along, no one had told the story of gays and lesbians in the U.S. military, and certainly not with the depth and the rigor of his scholarship. With no university support and no professional training, he wrote a brilliantly researched and thoughtfully argued book, and as a result, we now know that gays and lesbians have served with honor, they've served effectively, and he was the first one to tell those stories.
And because he was gay, Felkin says, Alan Berube spoke with a certain authenticity. Here in an interview with NPR, Berube describes the intimacy achieved by gay men in a society that for so long forced them to hide their orientation.
There's a specialness about that kind of intimacy with a stranger, that there's nothing else like it, and it's its own thing. Walt Whitman used to talk about that in his poetry a lot, passing strangers on the street and their eyes meeting each other, someone you'll never meet again. There can be a magic in those moments that really have a lot to do with trusting strangers. And there's very few places in the society where that can happen.
Alan Berube, who died of complications from stomach ulcers at age 61. I'm Brenda Wilson, NPR News.